What a great day to be together. Thanks for being here with us. We are, not only are we teaching through the Lord's Prayer here in the month of January, but we're also engaging together in a 21 days of focused prayer, where each day we focus on something, some particular thing. And then also each week we're focusing on a little bit of a theme. And so maybe you'd see something going on in the first week. We prayed like individually, we prayed for, you know, like our faith and our salvation and what things that are going on with us. So we prayed through things like confession and repentance. And then last week, we really focused on others. And so we prayed for people that maybe aren't like us. We prayed for people in other cultures. We prayed for people that don't get to have a voice of their own. Like praying through people that are caught in the trafficking industry in our world. Praying for them and then figuring out how we can engage with them and how we can do something about such an atrocity. So we prayed through things with others, and now this next week, starting tomorrow, we're praying for our church. We're praying for Level 13. Praying for the ministries of Level 13, praying for our teenagers, our children. We're praying for, you know, the different ministries that we have and praying for our future. I'd ask for you, man, I beg you that you always remember, like, where are we going as a church and praying through where God is leading us, that we hear his voice. And if God tells you, tell me, like, that would be awesome, you know? If God's like, this is where, I really believe this is where we need to go, man, I'd love to agree with you and just see where God is taking us. Charles Spurgeon said that a prayerful church is a powerful church. So my request is, let's be powerful. Let's be powerful as we rely on the Holy Spirit to lead us in the days ahead. Well, the last few weeks, we've established our position in prayer, that you start with worship. Father, hallowed be your name. That we figure out what in our life do we hallow? What in our life do we elevate? What do we put on its own list as the most important, as the thing? That we hallow the name of Jesus. And then it brings us to this position of surrender, of who God is. When we establish who God is and then who we are, all we can realize is that we are in a position of surrender, that we have nothing, that everything depends on him. And when we are in that position, I think it leads us perfectly into the next part of this prayer, of the Lord's Prayer. Because when we understand the depth and the breadth of God, when we really see his greatness, when we really see his gentleness, we can come to God with the simplest of tasks, the simplest of asks. See, what's weird is, in the middle of this prayer, is that as soon as we're done remembering who God is, as soon as we're done seeking his high, his incredible, and the most beautiful reality of God's kingdom, as soon as we're done with that, Jesus tells us to ask for the simplest, most mundane thing in the world. Something we don't really think about that often. Whether or not we have food. Jesus tells us to ask God the Father to take care of us, to take care of our food. It's this like break screeching moment in the middle of Jesus teaching his disciples how to pray, and not just like a pump your brakes, I see something ahead type of moment, right? But it's a come over the hill and traffic is stopped and you have to slam on your brakes. It like completely takes this turn because we're looking at the majesty of God, we're looking at the largeness, the hugeness of God and his kingdom, and then he says, okay, now you can ask me for the smallest thing, right? You can ask me for a bagel this morning, whatever it may be. He asked us to ask him to take care of us. Now, this part of the prayer where we think is just like this common thing, it's hugely spiritual, but yet it is something so everyday. So as simple as we can, we're going to walk through that sentence this morning. We're going to walk through, give us this day our daily bread. And then we're going to break that down, and then we're going to come back around a little bit and see how praying that impacts our lives and impacts our faith. So let's start right off the bat. One word, give. Praying give implies a gift. That everything we have is undeserved. But we have a Heavenly Father who likes to give his kids good gifts. We have a Heavenly Father who takes joy in giving his kids good gifts. So we pray, give. And when we do that, we're approaching God in this attitude of need and dependence. That unless he provides, we have nothing. That unless he meets our needs go unmet. Now, this isn't a gimme type of theology, like, I want more, I need more, come on, give me more, give me more. It's not that type of theology, because we're not asking for extravagance. We're not asking for Porsches, whatever it may be. We're asking him for the simplest thing. Give me bread. It's also not a, you need to give me bread because I deserve it theology either. I think grace is implied that God gives, not because we deserve it, but because he loves us. He loves us, so we can ask. The problem is we just don't ask. We just don't always ask. Maybe you've experienced this in your home. See, we live in a culture where our culture is pushing us to be self-dependent, right? So to be completely independent, to just rely on ourselves, pushing our kids to be that way. And so our kids can do so much on their own. Sometimes we're surprised because of what they see on TV, because what they learn in school, how they learn to do something that we're like, I had no idea that you could do that, right? And that we push them to become independent so fast. They even try to do things that they can't do, and they don't know how to ask if they can't. So, like, for instance, like, maybe Corbin is trying to zip his coat up, and he just can't quite get it. The zipper's stuck, and so he's frustrated, right? And he's just like, ugh, and he just like, you can just see it, and you can just hear him get mad and frustrated. When they're 17, they punch walls, but when they're 9, they just like, ugh, they just grunt, you know? Or when they're 44 sometimes, but. And I just say, Corbin, you want me to help you with that? Because I want to help you with that. Because that's why I'm here. I want to help. I want to help you. But no, we just like force our way through life without asking. Now, I might draw the line at these constant asks for give me a glass of water, or the one that I love the most, Dad, hand me the remote. Or in fact, I got a phone call last night. I was out of the house, and I got a phone call. Hey, Dad, do you know where the remote's at? So I said what anybody would say, ask your mom, hang up the phone. Like she would know. We never know where that thing's at. Give. It's a gift. Everything we have depends on our Father. Next, give us our daily bread. See, when we pray this, we're installing God's wide-angle lens in our life. Right? So often we think of this, but really we can think panoramically. Right? When it comes to God's kingdom, we can think of this place, we can think of our life, but really, it's this panoramic view. It's like all across the board that when God says, I want to give to you, give us our, it is all. It is everyone that he wants to give to everyone. That we are recognizing the fact that God's love, God's grace, God's forgiveness, and his provision is for all mankind. He wants us to see more than this relatively tiny world we live in. So we pray, give us our. Next, we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Now, being human is different than being a dog. I don't know if you know this, but let me tell you one way that is different than being a dog. See, my dog, like most dogs, is really only concerned about what's right in front of them. Right? That's it. So if you put food in their bowl, they go and eat that. And then when it's gone, they just wait, right? They just wait until someone else puts another scoop of food in there, which we're out of food, so we got to go get some food. I mean, just, you know, thoughts. So, but our dog's small, you know, he don't eat that much. But But our dog does even more than that. You know, it's not just that. It is like if he sees another animal or hears a sound, he goes crazy. Like in the middle of the night, we just hear this barking and barking. If he sees a dog pass by, barking and barking. It's like he's never seen an animal before in his life. Like he's only concerned about what he sees right there. And when he sees it, he just can't help it. It's just like this reaction. We're different than that. Unfortunately, mankind, we don't just see what's in front of us. We humans have this ability to wallow in the past. We have this ability to fear the future. We have anxiety that there's not going to be enough. We can imagine the absolute worst. We can allow our minds take us to the place, the worst place that can happen. We can fill our minds with fears and worries about what tomorrow holds. I think a great illustration is this video that I'm about to show of a guy who sticks money on his jacket and then walks around New York. Check out this video.
What's up, guys? I'm Kobe Person. Today we're headed to the streets of New York City with a suit made of money and a sign that says, take what you need. Let's see how New Yorkers react. You really need this money? It doesn't look like you need this.
I don't need it, but it's free. Who wouldn't take it?
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, is it really free?
Yeah, if you need it. You have a Louis Vuitton bag. You really need this?
Yeah, I have a nail appointment tomorrow.
That's not okay. So where were we at? Where?
Here's the dude walking around. I don't even need it.
You don't need it, but you're taking it? Is that a real Givenchy bag?
Yeah.
Oh, help yourself. Good. Doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's
good? Good.
This?
Take whatever you want.
I'll just grab two. Only here. Put that.
Oh, it's okay.
And then.
There you go. Is that all you need?
Yeah, that's it. I just need two. I'm just trying to get some food and just give whatever you gotta give to other people.
You don't want to take any food, for tomorrow or anything or the next
day? No, I'll be good, dude. Just give it to other people.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Thank you very much,
Kobe. I appreciate that. You're an amazing guy. I wanna make sure that you eat.
No.
I'm not gonna let you not eat tomorrow or the next day. That's an amazing thing that what you just did. I just wanna give you, here's like $60 or whatever, and you should be able to get food for your dog and for whoever you need during the whole week. See you later. I appreciate it. Take care, guys.
Thank you so much.
About praying this day. One of the things about praying this day is that it keeps us anchored in today. It keeps us present, here and now. See, when I live in the past, like anxiety about the past, when I have fear of the future, I miss all that God is doing now. If I pray for God's kingdom to come, then the present is where I need to see God working and providing. So often we think and we pray, God, show up there when I go there. And we don't realize here what's going on now. Praying this day keeps us anchored in today. Later in the chapter, in chapter 6 of Matthew, we read, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will I eat, what will I drink, what will I wear? These things dominate the thoughts of the unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give everything you need. Today, give us this day. Then he says, give us this day our daily bread. Jesus teaches us to pray that God would give us daily bread. Now, obviously, Jesus wasn't telling disciples to pray only for bread, which is a pretty good thing, you know, because too many carbs aren't great, but bread was a staple, right? I mean, it still is today, but it was a staple in the diet of the Jews. Furthermore, bread was this powerful symbol of God's provision, this powerful symbol of God's provision for his people. We still use that today in terms of provision. We say things like he or she is the breadwinner in the family. It's this idea of provision. We can remember when God was caring for the Israelites in the wilderness. They escaped, or they were delivered out of Egypt, out of slavery, and they went into the wilderness before they were able to go into the promised land. And they were complaining. Right? So in Egypt, they had all of their food. They were given food. They were like, here's your food, now go work. But they had food. And so in the wilderness, they didn't just have that given to them. And they were complaining. They're like, man, we had good food. We had a lot of food. We could eat as much as we want. They were complaining. And so God answered their complaint. I thought this is interesting. That it isn't that God answered their request. God answered their complaint. They were complaining about food. And so he answered it. And he answered it with what he promised as raining bread from heaven. Raining bread from heaven. And then the next morning, the dew lifted, and there remained behind on the ground what was described as small round substance, as fine as frost, tasting like wafers made with honey. See, when God miraculously provided food for his people, he did it by giving them bread. Now, you could think of bread in wider terms and broader terms as being our basic rudimentary needs, right? It's food, it's shelter, it's water. And this petition of the Lord's Prayer that we pray teaches us to come in the spirit of humble dependence, asking him to provide what we need and to sustain us from day to day. Praying, give us our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. It seems like such a simple request. But in doing so, we find some really important traits, some important qualities that we see start to grow in us. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we will see these things start to grow in us. We see our faith grow in these certain areas. I want to talk about a few of them this morning. First of all, I'll talk about stewardship. Stewardship. Now, stewardship is completely bound up in the idea of gratitude and ownership. As we acknowledge the simple fact that it's not us who generate our daily bread, this idea that everything that we have belongs to him starts to grow in us. When we realize that everything that we put on our table is not ours, that we wouldn't have anything without him, this daily dependence grows in us. That is where he wants us to be. He's saying, I want to be your father. I want you to ask. I want to give you good things. You just have to ask. So we daily depend. This dependence grows. He gives us things. Now, we typically think of our possessions in terms of ownership. Like, this is my house. This is my car, my bread, my stuff. And God says that all of our possessions are not ours. Nothing that we own is ours. We are stewards of them. We manage them the way that he wants us to manage them. You can think of your finances. Like, how should you manage your finances? I mean, I really believe that we should manage our finances in the 10-10-80, right? First 10% goes to God. Second 10% goes to our bank for tomorrow in savings. And then the last 80% is what we live on. You know, here at Level 13, the way that we do our giving, and if you're new here, you wouldn't know this, but the first 10% we give back to our district, the group of churches that we go with, that we are moving with, that we are doing things with, a group of 105 churches or something like that, or 110 churches, we give our first 10%. Our second 10% we give away in missional multiplication. So we give to the church plant an impact. You know, we give to missionary, we give to a missionary. You know, we do things outside in our community with that, and then we try to live on 80%. Right? We try to manage our budget then on 80%, trying to live through that principle. Stewardship, we try to manage them because God gives, God takes away, and God is the sustainer of all life. Second thing that we learn is this daily dependence. You know, let's be honest, you know, wondering if we have enough food for today or for tomorrow or daily existence is not something that many of us have experienced. Most of us have never been in a position where we literally don't know where food is going to come from. But yet he still called us to live daily. He wants us to bring our everyday, our seemingly trivial concerns to him. See, most of the time when we say, hey, I don't know what we're going to eat tonight, it's not because we don't have food. It's because we didn't go grocery shopping to be able to have the food, to be able to make the meal that we want. You know, so sometimes we just try to look in the pantry and say, I don't know, let's throw this together and that together and let's just see what comes out, right? I don't know, anybody ever done that before? Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't, right? There's times where we sat food on the table and Melinda and I, we eat a first few bites and we're like, but you can't say anything because you got kids, right? So you got to just power through. You got to power through. Because as soon as we say, oh, this isn't very good, they're done, right? They're done. They're done and they want a bowl of cereal, which is really what I would want too. But see, most of the time it's not because we don't have food. It's because we have a myriad of options that we don't know which one to choose from. We don't know which one to go to. I have to admit, man, it's hard for me to live in daily dependence. I don't know about you, but my default position is to try to get through the day myself, planning right, working hard. But what would it be like if we said to God, God, I'm going to depend on you. I'm really going to depend on you for what today brings. What if, as an experiment, we took everything out of our pantries, everything out of our cabinets? We got up in the morning and said, God, I'm going to depend on what you have for me today, what you're going to bring me today. I'm completely dependent on you. You know what that would do? Our prayer life would change, wouldn't it? Wouldn't we pray more fervently? Because once you start to go without, you're like, ah, oh, God, come on, please, please, please show up. Give me just daily, just today, get just this meal. Give me something. I think the depth of our relationship would change. I meet with our missionary in Uganda. I meet with him once a month, and he has said this before. In Uganda, the people that he has interacted with and the people that he's become friends with, they are the most spiritual people he's ever met. Because they have to daily depend. Like, their relationship with God is so strong, not because they know all this. Some of them don't even know how to read. Not because they know all this stuff, it's because they daily depend. If there's one thing that we need to do as a society, as a church, as a culture, it's to daily depend. It will change everything. It will absolutely change everything. The next thing this passage calls us to do is to be satisfied with what we need, to be content. We're satisfied with what God provides. See, sometimes God gives us more than bread. Sometimes he gives us less. I love Paul's attitude on this. So Paul said that if you're wealthy, praise God. If you struggle week to week, praise God. He knew what it was like to have a lot. He knew what it was like to be in plenty. He knew what it was like to have so much, but he also knew what it was like to have nothing. And his attitude was always, I've learned to be content. I've learned to have what I have. Like my kids say, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. Get what you get and you don't throw a fit. Praying the prayer, give us this daily bread, will help us to learn how to be content. Help us learn how to be content. Our prayer should be a prayer like we find in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 8. It says, give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me. Give me what I need, nothing more, nothing less. And what's awesome is that sometimes God gives us more than what we need. Right? Sometimes God chooses to shower us with more than what we need. And what do we do when God does that? We enjoy it. It's okay. It's good. When God says, I want to bless you, I'm giving you, say yes. Thank you, God. Thank you. But there's something huge, something very key here. We can't take ownership of it. When God blesses us, we can't say, thank you, God, for what you've given me. Now it's mine. We can't take ownership of it because we have to live in this next principle, this next trait that God deeply really wants us to get, and that's one of generosity. Praying this prayer should drive us into generosity. We talked a few minutes ago. But you can't help but notice in this prayer, it's plural, right? Give us this day our daily bread. We should pray not simply for our own needs, but for the needs of others. In fact, as we pray for our needs, we can't help but think of people in our family. We can't help but think of our friends, of the people that we love, of the people across this world who go every day with a lack of food, with a lack of good water, with a lack of proper nutrition. There's an organization, a company called Encompass Nutrients. I don't know if you've ever heard of it before, but I'll show you guys sometime what it is really all about. It's a guy that I've played table tennis for. He works at this place, and what they do is they've just started this little not-for-profit, just started it, and they try to send nutrients to countries where kids are going without. Right, like when we were in Uganda, we went to this, the orphanage, and they were giving them something. Right, I know it didn't taste good because I tasted it, but it had nutrients in it because that's really what was really important because so many people go without nutrients. So what they do is they're sending daily nutrients to orphanages across the world, which I think is incredible. You know, that they try to get people like us who have plenty be able to give to, you know, them or sponsor them in a way where they can give nutrients to that. Someday I'll show you a little bit more about that, and maybe it's something that we can be a part of. Because there's daily nutrients that people go without. We should do everything we can to be generous. And it's more than just caring. Right? I can care. I can be sad. I can really care, but I really need to share. I really need to share. We should be generous. Imagine praying this prayer. Give us our daily bread, and if it's possible, make me the daily bread for somebody else. Make me the daily bread for somebody else. It should drive us into generosity. Finally, the last thing that I think it's growing in us as we pray this is salvation itself. The word that we translate into daily is epiousios, right? Isn't that fun to say? Epiousios. And it's a Greek word, and it's a very unique Greek word. It's very unique in the Bible in that it only shows up in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew and in Luke. It's the only two times it shows up that Greek word shows up in the New Testament. In fact, it's the only two times that that word shows up in all of Greek literature. Like all of Greek literature. Epiousios. Now the word, when you break that down, break it into its two parts, you have the root words epi, right? Meaning above or super. And ousia, meaning being or essence or substance. So when we read this together, we come to the possible translation of super substantial, or in effect, supernatural bread. Daily bread being this supernatural bread. So when we pray that God's kingdom come, we're seeking the future that God sees. We're seeking this future where there will be a superabundance of every need, the superabundance of every physical need, where we don't have to worry about our food, the superabundance of every spiritual need. So when we pray this prayer, we ask God to give us this daily super sustenance, or in other words, the bread of life. So basically, Jesus is telling us to ask for himself, because the ultimate bread of life is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Jesus says, "I am the bread that came down from heaven. I am the bread of life." Our most basic need. If you want to think of the most basic need possible, our most basic need is salvation. It's the gift of forgiveness. And when we pray, "Give us our daily bread," we're saying, "God, give us Jesus. Give us Jesus." If there's one thing that we can pray today, one thing I would ask for you to pray today, give us Jesus. Because only Jesus can fill that hole, that spiritual hole in the human heart. Only Jesus. We're going to end today with a little bit of focused prayer as we are going to pray through some of these traits, some of these things that God is growing in us. So this is the way we're going to do it. I want to pray. And we're going to do something we don't normally do. I would like everybody, when I say, to bow our heads. We're going to close our eyes, and then I'm going to talk about each one of these things. And what I'm going to ask for you to do, if this one hits you or whatever it may be, if this is where God is speaking to you, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. Just as this, "God, this is me. This is where I need help." And then I want to pray for us. So the first one I want to pray for, let's bow our heads, close our eyes. First one I pray for is salvation. If you're here today and you're like, "Okay, that's what I need. I need Jesus. I need Jesus more than anything else. Just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The most powerful name. I need him. I need to depend on him completely." If that's you today, just slip your hand up. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with the most basic of need, the need that we need more than anything else. We need Jesus. We need your son who you sent down to die on a cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Father, we need that forgiveness. Father, we need to come to you in humble surrender and say, "God, lead my life. Take over my life. I will only go where you ask me. I will follow wherever you lead me." I need salvation. I need Jesus. Next, I want to pray for just daily needs, food, shelter, clothing, all of those things. If that's something that is a concern in your life, just slip your hand up. Heavenly Father, you ask us to come to you and with the most basic needs. Father, there's nothing more basic that we can think of than just food and shelter and clothing and water. just here in our town, in our city, in fact, God, here in our church. This is a concern. So God, I pray that you will supply nothing more, nothing less than the needs that they have. Nothing more, nothing less. Do something supernatural in regards to the most basic needs of those who raise their hand. Next, I want to pray through trust. Maybe someone that is ruled by fear and anxiety. If that's you, just slip your hand up. Father, in our world today, this seems to be so big. We're fearful of what might be next. We have anxiety of what is coming our way or the things that we are dealing with now. We don't know how to deal with them. We don't know how to continue to walk forward. And sometimes, God, we can be a prisoner to our fear and anxiety. Father, may we know that you are for us, that everyone here today, those who raise their hand, know that you are for them, that you love them, that you want to give them good things, that they don't have to worry about tomorrow, that you want to give them more than they probably can handle. Father, I pray that you help us to depend completely on you. I want to pray through the daily bread that is our job, our employment, how we provide for our families. If that's you today, slip your hand up. Father, we depend on employment. We depend on companies and we depend on people, God, to help us provide for our families, Father. And I know in this church we have people that are looking for a job. We have people that are looking for a job that will actually pay for their bills. God, may you lead them to wherever you are taking them. God, may you open doors that they don't see coming. May they meet somebody in line at the store, at wherever it may be, on the streets, that God, that is a person you put in front of them, that you're going to help them meet that need, finding a job and providing for their family. Father, do something supernatural in the daily bread that is our jobs. Next, I want to pray through contentment. Being okay with being okay. If that's you today, just slip your hand up. Heavenly Father, we live in a time where we see so much. So much could be possible. We see people that have more, and we wonder why we can't have more. But Father, may we, like Paul, say, I know what it was like to have a lot. I know what it's like to have nothing. I want to be content right here with what I have, what you have given me, because everything that I have comes from you. Everything that I have has been given to me, and I don't deserve it. Help me to live in it. Help me to be content with what I have. Finally, I want to pray through generosity. If you're saying today, help me be the hands and feet of Jesus and be generous and to give to anyone in need. If that's you today, just slip your hand up. Father, we thank you for what you've given us. We realize that we have been blessed. Father, we want to be a blessing. We want to be content with what we have and then find ways and find people that are in need, that we can help that need. We can make that need. We can meet that need. Help us to be generous as you are so generous, as you have given us everything, as you even gave us your own son. You just laid it all out there. You poured it out on us. May we live in that. May we live in that principle, God, that we can be generous, that we should be open-handed, not tight-fisted. because we know everything comes from you, that you give, you take away, you're the sustainer of all of life. So we can be generous, and we can extend your kingdom with grace and mercy and love wherever we go. Father, we thank you for our daily bread, for our daily super sustenance. We thank you for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.